From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The scourge of cruel online commenting now feels as ancient as locust swarms and raining frogs. But this week, we've been reminded of how offensive online commenting can be. A post on the Gawker Media-owned women's interest website Jezebel, written by the site's staff, detailed how anonymous online commenters using so-called burner accounts are repeatedly posting violent sexual images, sometimes in video form, on the website. Jezebel's editors said the public blog post was in part a response to the fact that their parent company has resisted finding a fix. Now Gawker has temporarily disabled image uploads. Aaron Ryan is an editor at Jezebel. Aaron, thanks for talking with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Gawker Media puts a lot of stock in responding to online commenters and sort of fostering that community. And a recent update to your publishing platform is that there are these so-called burner accounts, basically ways for people to use the commenting system anonymously. But this is where this problem arises from.
That's right. The burner accounts, in theory, allow people to write about what's happening. Let's say something was going on at their company that was newsworthy, but they couldn't go on the record or they couldn't be public.
Sure.
That was ideally a way for them to tip us off. But how it's manifested is people are just using the burner accounts to throw awful stuff at us.
How do you think that your particular case of image trolling, I guess, is different from other forms of this kind of thing on the web?
You can start reading a paragraph and be like, I could see where this is going. This is devolving into racism, and just leave. But once you've seen an image, you've seen the whole image. It takes a second, and there it is. And so I think it's much more harmful than just words.
It seems like there's a feeling that the internet is kind of unfriendly to female writers. Do you think that's true? And why?
I completely think that's true. I think people who want to make women feel bad for one reason or another have an anonymous forum with no consequences.
Uh-huh.
But secondly, you know, when companies fail to take steps to protect their female employees from being exposed to this sort of thing in the course of their jobs, that encourages people to continue to do this.
What, in your mind, is the solution to this problem?
Well, right now, Gawker Media has instituted a ban on image uploading in all of the comments, but they tell us that they're working on a longer-term solution.
Do you think that this entire exercise for Jezebel has been successful?
I think in the short term, it's actually had the opposite effect that we've intended, because in the short term, there was this huge deluge of really graphic and abusive images on all of the Gawker Media sites. But long-term, I think it's good. You know, on a larger scale, I hope that if other women are working in conditions where they're being unfairly expected to deal with abuse, that they feel like they can say something and actually expect things to change.
Aaron Ryan is an editor at the website Jezebel. Aaron, thank you very much.
Thank you.